Seventh parak of Talmud, third mission. Bisman Chan Kohen Gadol goes to Lahakim. When the Kohen Gadol wants to bring a korban, how your oil of the kevush has gone to Yemino, would go up the ramp to the Mizbech with his assistant Kohen to his right. Higiel Matsa Kevish, he was halfway up the kevush. Och has gone to Yemino, but this guy held his arm. This is a Dev Kovid, his right hand, and he helped him go up to the top. Oshilo Rishon Rosh Regel. The korban was split up into many parts. It's korban oilam. So the first ben who was zeicha to bring up the korbanos to the mizbeach, he would bring the rosh v'regel, the head and the back leg. Samach aleim, the kohen gadol, the kovod would lean on them, and then zolkin would throw onto the mizbeach. Hoishit hashen l'rishon. Then the second person who had the shnei yodayim, the two front legs, he would give it to the first person who was still standing next to the kohen gadol. And then this first person would give it over again to the Kohen Gadol, and he would do the smicha and throw it on the Mizbech. And then the second person would leave, he'd go away. The first person was the one who gave it directly to the Kohen Gadol, and all the other Kohen would give it up to that first person till he did all the different parts of the Kohen. And each part he would lean on, and then he'd throw it on the fire. When he wanted to, he just did the smicha and had other people throw it onto the fire. We want to go around the mizbeach. What corner did he start from? Southeast. That's where all that's basically going up the kevush should make a right turn. So that's the way all the sivuvim would be done. And then he'd go from there to the mizrachis svonis, to the north. And from the north, he'd go to Svoynis Marabas to the west. Marabas Droimis from the west, he'd go back to the south. Nosn lo yayin lenasech, they give him wine to make nesach. Hazgan oimin ala keren. Hazgan would stand on the corner where they would do the nisach hayayin. That was on the top of the Mizbeach. Usudon b'yodo, he have some sheets in his hands. Vishnei kohanim omdim al shulchan achalovim. There are two other kohanim who would be on shulchan on the bottom of the courtyard of the Mizbeach, where they used to take out the fats. They have two trumpets in their hands. Toku, v'ri, v'toku. They blow the shofar. Bo, omdu, eitzel, ben alza. When they heard this tkiya, then they would stand next to this guy who is ben alza, who was in charge of the choir of Leviim. Echad minu v'echad mismoilam. There'll be one to the left and one to the right of this ben Arza. Shochel and Nasech. Kohen Gadol would bend down to do the Nisech. Vehenef Zagam Besudrin. The assistant would start waving these sheets as a symbol that the Nisech was happening. Vehikaj ben Arza Betzalzel. This ben Arza would hit with the symbol. Dibur Levim Bashir, and the Levim would start singing. Higil Perek. They got the end of the Perek. Toku. Yeah. They make a tkiya again, and people bow down. Akol perak tkiya, v'akol tkiya shtach avoyim. This was done three times every shir. They split up in three, and they would do this tkiya and the shtach avoyim. Zeh, who say the Talmud of Avos Yisrael, can you watch it? You want to be mayor, you may know.